Okay, so I think it's recording. I got a new voice recorder. This is like my third one. And it's, I'm not one with it yet. You know what I need? I need one because everything I do at night is like completely in the dark. So some people say everything I do is completely in the dark. But this damn voice recorder, I can't see anything. And I got this issue with my my home automation, and I can't make the fucking cans go on. Yeah, I do curse in these, by the way, so these are not for for children. So anyway, I was thinking, what was I thinking about? I was thinking about YouTube, right? And I was thinking about this review that I just did, and I was thinking about putting a piece of comedy in it. But then I realized, you know how like everything could be taken in two different ways, right? So this was the piece of comedy that I was going to put in the video, and it was part of the Flask video that I just did, and the little bit was going to go against the part where like I rub against the top cap assembly, right? And I say this side is perfectly smooth and this side has just a little bit of a bump, just a little bit, and it like it literally is, it's like ridiculously small. But I noticed it, and like on a device that's that expensive, I'm gonna like point out every little thing. And I was gonna say, and to all of you out there who are gonna respond with something like, mine's absolutely fine, cool, I get it, but this is how mine is, right? And I was gonna use that like little bit. And I thought about the bit for a second, and I was like, okay, what if this bit potentially reduces the number of people who would say, well, mine is perfect? Isn't that like kind of part of the review in a way? I mean, look, I get a lot of comments on my YouTube videos. You know, maybe not as much as some other reviewers, and that's cool, but I still get a lot of them. And, they are, for the most part, so fucking respectful. They are so, I mean, you think about how many people are watching, and then, like, and the comments are, for the most part, I would say, like, 99, all right, well, maybe 95, percent, like, really cool and respectful. And, you know, I mean, I appreciate everybody's comments, and everybody else seems to appreciate the comments. Most people don't, like, read all the way down the thread, because they always ask, like, questions or repeat, you know, but they're really cool, and they're really helpful, and they're really, in a way, part of the review. I mean, you know, you could watch the review, and then you could look at the comments of some really cool, really intelligent people out there who see it from both sides of the fence. So anybody who would post, hey, Phil, mine's perfect, that actually goes towards the review, right? That goes towards, you know, the valuable information that people look for before they spend money, because this is serious money, folks. You know what I mean? Something like the Flask is $300. That's a lot of fucking money for somebody. Shit, you know, and, you know, for somebody who's going to commit to spending that kind of money, you want to like just point out every little fucking thing with the device. Right. So that was it. But anyway, I mean, the whole purpose of this From the Chair, or Phil Uncensored, or whatever the fuck you want to call it, is that, like, the comments are literally part of the review. So I think it would benefit you from not only watching the review, but checking out the comments, too. So anyway, that's it. But, you know, I mean, I do use bits of comedy that could be taken wrong either way, but that's just me being me, I guess. I gotta be me. I gotta be me.